Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim, Binyam Yom Tov Sheni, again based on an article in the Yeshurun Journal, the 36th. Yeshurun is actually one of the most chashuv Torah journals that appears, that shines to our world, Baruch Hashem, Rezeche. Well, I must mention that I still miss Hapardes and Or HaMizrach, Aleihem HaShalom, which stopped their publications. But Baruch Hashem, we, Torah world doesn't lack for Yarchonim, Kitvei Eit, various journals that come out every month. I get into my email box something called HaOtzer, which is, 300-400 pages of collected articles on various assorted topics. Fascinating. Every month, you get a whole new Sefer, plus besides the journals that come out, they're also the endless mabul of Svarim, mabul in a positive way. So Baruch Hashem, but I will mention the Yeshurun. Not only is it an amazing, comes out twice a year, Nisan and Tishrei, Hell of Tishrei, edited by Rabbi Gottesman of the West Side. So not only is it thick, 700-900 pages each time. Great articles, top quality, but also the chitzonius. Very, very beautiful yellow paper, square print, nice cover. So the chitzonius and in the content, it's worthwhile. Anyway, this is the 36th volume and an article by Rav Weiss Shlita. לשאלת רבי משפחות צעירות מבני חוץ לארץ הבאים ללמוד תורה בארץ ישראל למספר שנים, ובאופן כללי דעתם לחזור לחוץ לארץ בבוא העת. So this is a very, very common shayla of young families that come from חוץ לארץ, from Lakewood, from Flatbush, from all types of places. They come to Eretz Yisrael to learn for a few years. The husband's in Kollel. The wife has a job online. In-laws help. The parents help. All together, between the kollel check, wife's salary, the parents, and the in-laws, they make it. Eventually, the plan is to go back to Chutz Laretz. Either the husband there is going to go into a kollel, or he's going to go to work. And this is only a temporary stay in the land of Israel. I'm trying to think of a fancy word for stay, but I couldn't. Maybe rendezvous, I don't know. Anyway, that's a French. I'm trying to think of English. So, Rosh HaMadabrim B'sug Yezu, what's the din? Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. Do you keep a second day of Yom Tov if you are a couple learning in Eretz Yisrael? Rosh HaMadabrim B'sug Yezu, Rabbeinu HaRadbaz, Simon Elef Kuf Mem Hei Chelek Dalet Simen Ayin Gimel, who writes as follows: Vim Okar Diroso Misham V'Ishto Yubanav Afal Pisha Daitoi Lachzo L'Siyashev Be'eretz Yisrael Loi Nikro Daitoi Lachzo Kevan Shenisiyashev B'Mitzrayim. Says no, he uprooted his Dira from Eretz Yisrael with his wife and children. He's planning to come back to Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't matter. He settles in Mitzrayim. Diloy Temach, if you don't say this, Kulanu da'atenu lachzor beladur be'eretz Yisrael. Hey, we're all planning. Who's not planning? Ask any firm person. You're planning to move to Israel? Yeah, when the day comes. Most, I don't say all. I know somebody, someone I know well. He's been living in a beautiful place in America for a long time. And he doesn't have any dreams. He says, when Mashiach comes, I come to Israel. Until then, I live where I live in beautiful Yerat Torah Munsi. And that's where he raised his children, many, many, many children, many, 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 many grandchildren, Ken Yerbo. But that's it. Munsi is my place. Biz Mashiach Vedkimen. Until the Messiah comes. Okay. But a lot of people will say, says the Radbaz, that we're all planning to come to Eretz Israel. And that's what we rely upon when we live in Mitzrayim Bechlal. How do you live in Egypt? The Torah says, L'sasha b'derech hazeot. You're not allowed to live in Mitzrayim. They say the Rambam signed his letters and he said, I'm oiver every day on the Avera of living in Mitzrayim. They say it's a forgery. Any event, so what's our heter taka to live in Mitzrayim? Because we're planning to come where we're not living here, we're just visiting. Nimsei Islamid Lefi Derech Zusha Abay Meretz Yisrael Ve'en Daitem Lachz or Sha'akud Yirasim Shem Legamre. People who come from Eretz Yisrael, they don't plan to return, or they completely uprooted their living conditions, their dira, their apartment. They are kibbenei Mitzrayim, nuchol divrayim. So writes the Radbaz. Even though he's planning to return, Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't matter. He lives in Mitzrayim. He has a din of being a ben Mitzrayim, even though he's planning to return to Eretz Yisrael. So according to that, if someone does the opposite direction, he goes to Eretz Yisrael, and now he's living in Eretz Yisrael. He'll be back. He's planning to go back. He has a, his shver has a, has nursing homes, and he's going to go into the Shver's nursing home business because he's Jewish and that's what Jews do. So doesn't matter. In the meantime, he's in Eretz Yisrael. So according to the Radbaz, he's keeping one day and he's in Eretz Yisrael. This is passing by the Magen Avraham in Tapsariva. However, Be'emes is a Machlekes Achronim and how to understand the Radbaz. The Prichodosh in Simen Tov Samech Ches writes, Umiu, Moidina Vadai b'misha oikir dirosoi v'ishtoi uvanov leilech le'ezem makoim lisa v'litein u'laharviach av shedaitoi lachzor u'lesiashev l'makoim o'yarishoin Loi mikri daitoi lachzo. I agree, definitely, that somebody who uproots his dira, his wife, his children, he goes to another place to do business, even though he's planning to return to his first place, that's not called planning to return. Distama de milsa, listen carefully, sweet friends. Kevin de akrin hu le inshe beise. Kol shemoytzei parnasasoi miruvachas v'oso makoim shaholach l'sham eino zoz misham. Because reasonably speaking, since he uprooted his whole family from where they lived, if he would find a good parnasa in the place that he's going to, he will not leave from there. Zulasi, unless im akron lohaylichon lezihara shel Eretz Yisrael oy lahavrichon mimageifa bar minon oy machmas siba acheres kayotzeba she'oz hadovor borur v'chol gavna daitoy lachzor mikri ukidikosivno. If he finds a good parnasa, he's going to stay. Unless he uprooted them to go zir, I guess, the shine of Eretz Yisrael. Or because there's a magefa, he is running away from some plague, like we had with Corona, that people were running away to their country homes. Because why be in the city where the magefa spreading, you can be in your country home all alone over there and save yourself from the magefa. Oy machmas siba acheres, or for another reason. In other words, it's clear it's only temporary. Then it's called daitoi lachzor. So when is it not daitoi lachzor? When is it considered that you're permanent there? If you might stay, if you find the shine of parnosa, if you find the right parnosa, So then you might stay in where you are. Then it's considered that you're permanent there. But if you're only there temporarily, you run away from a gefer for another reason. So that's called ma'od achzor mikri. So we see that the reason is, since you took your whole family, so karav adavar that you're going to stay. So writes the Mishnah Berurah. And Simon Tov Tzadi Vav Sif Kat Nigim Mokos V'achroinim. The Misha Oiker Dirasu Im Ishto Yubanov Mimakom Lamakom Lisa V'litein V'larviach. Af Opisha B'shas Akirasu Hayadaitu Lachzor L'mkoymoy. Kimi She'ein Daitu Lachzor Domi. The Stoma De Milsa Kevan De Akarin Hula Anshe Beise Kol Shemese Panasosim Urbachas Boise Mokom Shalach L'shamenu Zaz Misham. Somebody who uproots his Dira, his home with his wife and children, from place to place, to machen geld, so that's considered that he's there to stay, because mistam he'll stay if he finds a good parnasa. Now, in our reality, what's usually the case? Now, there are cases, many cases, where a couple comes to learn for a year or two, and you still find them here after a very long time. For example, when I came to Eretz Yisrael, I came as a bachur. I was 15, right before my 16th birthday. 1987. And I said, I'm coming for a year. I was in 11th grade. I said, I'll come learn in yeshiva for a year, and then I'll go back to Chutz Lavitz. And since then, I must say that a lot of years have passed. That's when I was 15. Now I'm 50. Still here. So sometimes it happens, and I didn't even uproot my whole family, it was just me. Sometimes it happens, Taka, that the person stays, or the family comes for a year, and they get into it, they like it, put their kids in school here, and they're here to stay. That does happen. However, usually, especially if someone is samech al shulchan chutz laretz, someone is reliant upon the parents or in-laws in chutz laretz, so normally the case will be that they're returning. So even according to the Rabbaz, as understood by the Mishnah Berurah and the Pri Chadash, since the Metzius is that he's not here looking for Parnassa anyway, right? The people didn't come, people are coming here to learn, aren't looking for Parnassa. They're looking to learn. Parnassa, they're going to go back to Chutz Laretz. That's where the nursing homes are. Since they're really only planning to stay here temporarily, and they're samech al shulchan chutz laretz, they're being supported by kind people in chutz laretz, so they are going to be going back. It's not that they have such great parnasi here, right? So that's as the Achronim understood him. However, pashtus divrei Radbaz, it wouldn't appear that his reason is because mistama they're going to stay, but rather because now they're there. Now they're there, and therefore they have a din of wherever they are. Not because it's likely that they're going to stay, as understood by the Puri Chadosh and the Mishnah Berurah, but because now they're here. And so understood Rabbi Yechiel Michel Epstein in the Aruch HaShulchan in Tov Tzadi Vav.
Since
he comes with his family, it's a dira kavua. So we're dealing with the dirabanan. So if a person is coming with his family for a number of years, even if it's Karav Levada, he's almost definitely going to return. In the meantime, he should keep one day. Wow. So, obviously, this is a psak one could argue with. But that is what it says here, based on the Radbaz. And if you're there, that's where you are. And here we have a letter written to Rabbi Shabtai Yagel, who is a young rabbi in the city of Ra'anana. And his question is, about Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Hamavakrim B'chutz Laretz. What do you do about Bnei Eretz Yisrael? You're Ben Eretz Yisrael, and you're spending your Yontiv in Chutz Laretz. So he writes, Chalila lahakol b'ze klal uklal, v'kame echmiru b'kiddushas yom tov sheni shel Golias. The Maharshal writes in the Yom Shel Shlomo, U'mai sebechem natamidim eratzenu shalach l'eret Yisrael v'kavisham d'yirasa v'ach k'chamashim bab Yisrael l'medinasa v'dayt ha'y lachzor v'na kol b'yom tov sheni v'garu boy. It was a Talmud from our land that went to Eretz Yisrael. He was living there. After a number of years, he came back for business to his Medina, and he intended to return to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, he kept Chol on Yom Tov Sheni, and they screamed at him. He said, what are you doing? And he laughed at them, and he died in Misa Mishuna, and he never ended up coming back to Eretz Yisrael. The Achronim bring this in Siman Tav Chav Vav. Because we know that the minhag is that a person who lives, even a person who lives in Eretz Yisrael, he is still not allowed to do malacha in Chutz Laretz. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that a Ben Eretz Yisrael is not allowed to do malacha when he is in Chutz Laretz. And the Shaila is, this whole halacha of Yom Tov Sheni, is it midin minag or is it midin kakanas chachamim? Lashon of the Gemara in Beitza is that it's milashon, is this mishum minag, yizaru b'minag avasecham b'yidecham. Lashon of the Rambam, you see that it's Takanas Chachamim. So the question is, which one is it? Sometimes if you have something that was miskaba b'chol Yisrael, so it becomes a din, like the Chumr of Reb Zeira, that Benos Yisrael echmiru al atzman, even if they see a tipas dam kechardel, they sit shivinikim, so that's a minag that became a din. So, chas v'shalom to be mekel, that a person should do melacha, simetov tzarivav, si'iv gimel. B'nei Eretz Yisrael shabo l'chutz laretz, asurim lasas melacha b'yom tov sheni b'yishev. Afilu daito lach, so if he's planning to return to Eretz Yisrael, he is not allowed to do melacha. Obviously, on the second day he wears tefillin, he davens weekday, but he is not allowed to do melacha in chutz laretz. And the Pri Chadash is learning that he's not even allowed to do Malacha Bitsina, even in private, even when no one can see. Now, it's true that the Chuvis Mabit and Chelek Yemosim and Kuf Nentes and the Taz there in Sivkat Beis learn that the Yisra Malacha is only before Hesia, but that's Rav Poskim, that it's even Bitsina. Baal Mor, Ritva, Radbaz, Magid Avram, Kafachayim, Knesset Gedola, Marikash, Birk Yosef, Mamar Mordechai, Ve'ot, Inalada du Malacha, even Betsina. So we have here another important halacha, that a visitor in Chutz Laretz is not allowed to do Malacha. It's very serious to take Yom Tov Sheni seriously. Like we learned before, that somebody was Mizalzel and he died of Misa Mishuna, and he never was able to return home. And here there's also a letter to Rabbi Raskin, who is, I assume, Chabad, it's a Chabad name, the chief rabbi of Cyprus. And he also asked about him, that they're from people who come, and they are Mitayel and Yom Tov Sheni, Bifarhesia, and they're taking pictures, and they're traveling around, and Yom Tov Sheni, they're Bnei Eretz Yisrael, but it's Yom Tov Sheni. And you're not allowed to do that. It's a very serious Avera, very serious infraction. Baal Amor writes, brought by the Magen Avram, in Tav Tzadi Vav, Sif Kan Dalet, that even though in other Menhagim there is no Kpeh de Bechumis HaMakom, Shebal Hashem Ela Bifrahesia, normally you only keep the Chumis of the place you came to in public. Yom Tov Sheni you have to do even in private, Ve'en Lefurtz Bogea there. And the Ritva brings the Baal Amor, he says, Tvar of Brur Menachonim. So no messing around with the Yom Tov Sheni. So we have a head there for a family that's coming. Eretz Yisrael, to learn for a few years, possibly to keep one day, and we have that Bnei Eretz Yisrael visiting in Chutz Laretz should not do malacha, even b'tzina, even in private. Here there's another letter to Rabbi Nechemia Rottenberg, who is a Rav Marvitz Torah in Vienna, and he asked about Bnei Eretz Yisrael that are on vacation in Chutz Laretz, if they're in a hotel. Now, in this hotel, it's not only Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they're also Bnei Chutz Laretz. So we know that the halacha is that when you're in a makom yishuv Bnei Adam, you have to keep Yom Tov Sheni, but is this hotel considered yishuv, a settled place? So that is the subject of dispute. There are those gedolim who say that since it's only a hotel and it's not a yishuv keva, so it's not considered a makom yishuv. And they are talking about a hotel that is open all year round. Just the rest of the year, it's not kosher. And the Kavod HaChag, they have these Pesach programs, or Sukkot programs, so they're machshir the kitchen, and they're only from people there. And the rest of the year, Pistam, they're also Jews, but it's not kosher. So Rav Yashiv, Das Rav Yashiv, Debezeish LaHachmir. So in other words, Rav Yashiv and Shlomo Zalman were Mekil, when we're dealing with a hotel, apparently, if I'm understanding correctly, a hotel that doesn't have any programs, they're just open all year round, and there's never a time when they're kavua that there are Jews there. In such a case, they said, these Gedolei Olam, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yashiv said you could be Mekel. But if they have a Pesach program, and then there's a set time where there are Jews there, Rav Yashiv was Machmir. He said this is now considered a place of Yishuv of Jews, because there's a set time when from Jews come. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said, no, it's not a place of Yishuv and you can do Malacha. So there's a Machlokes about a hotel. What to do about a hotel? Is it considered a makom yishuv that would permit one, again, when one is traveling around, then one cannot, where there are Jewish people. But if one is staying specifically in a hotel, So maybe that might not be considered a makom yishuv, and a then Eretz Yisrael could possibly do malacha. So that is an interesting question, and obviously I'm not here to paskin halacha. If we're dealing with a place that Jews almost never go there, you found some exotic place and there are no Jews around, then you won't be allowed to. That's not considered a makom yishuv of Jews. Or you rented a house in some forest somewhere, some out-of-the-way place somewhere in the mountains, no one's around. So for Ben Eretz Yisrael, it would be permitted. In any event, one should consult one's rav for these shaylos. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. And Mirtz Hashem, you mentioned the previous year, there's a ton to talk about when it comes to Yontov Sheni. So please stay tuned and we'd like to discuss it more. Shalom, shalom.